That's the future of a Christianity that wants to jump in the grave. There is absolutely no evidence that this has ever done any good. The Episcopal Church, for example, it is liberalized in every possible way on sexual matters, and it's dying. The church, all churches, almost all churches in Europe are dead. They've liberalized. It's done them no good. The Presbyterian Church, USA, and on and on and on. If it would work, I could see there being a pragmatic argument for that. But A, it's unprincipled, and B, it doesn't work. Now, I have to say that conservative churches, such as my own church and your church, you know, we may hold the line on this, but we're going to lose a lot of Christians, a lot of believers because of this. But in the end, I think those that stay behind will be what Pope Benedict XVI called a creative minority. You know, this will be a time of testing, a time of winnowing out the lukewarm from those who really believe and who are willing to say Jesus is Lord. But I think from that core is going to come a rebirth one day. You and I might not live to see it, but I think that our grandchildren will.